The savings that would result from having a vacant position are not necessarily available to be taken because we do hire temporary help people to do some of the work while we're attempting to fill positions. We also have people retiring and have to pay lump sum benefits. All of that comes out of salaries. Plus, the salaries that are budgeted are based on a projection of what it's going to cost.
5% salary savings. No, I'm talking beyond salary savings.
No, and I'm talking about beyond salary savings. The salary savings is automatic off the top. I'm talking about we're budgeting money based on an assumption of how much it's going to cost, but then we have to deal with reality. We have to be able to ensure that we don't run a deficit at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So we have to carry some vacancies in order to ensure that. So as we go through this process, I think we want to make sure we do that and take that into account. And I did want to also kind of put our budget in perspective a little bit in terms of reductions. From beginning in 2001, the Department of Social Services has taken reductions in every budget year except 2004-05. In 2001-02, we took a $3.3 million general fund reduction in our support budget. In 2003, we took a $5.4 million reduction in our budget. In 2003-04, we took a $10.9 million reduction in our budget. In 2005-06, we took an $8 million reduction in our budget. So all of the things that are easy to cut in our department have been taken. We've got programs like Adult Protective Services where we have a single position in the department that supports that entire program. Same thing with SSISSP. So there isn't a lot there in our view.
That's downward to the skeleton. Senator Dutton, then Senator Machado.
Yeah, I just have a question, just something I caught when you said something. Are you telling me that because of the way the budget process works, that you actually put in slots for bodies that, frankly, you know you're not going to ever fill because you need to use it as a contingency fund?
No, the legislature does that for us, sir. You build in salary savings. What we have to do then is manage within the funding that's provided and ensure that we don't run a deficit.
Yeah, I know, aren't telling me that that you have position slots that you don't plan to ever fill?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
The 5% salary savings is assume some people go on retire and you're refilling on some basis so that during the year there's always a couple of months when some positions open. And so
that's what I wanted to clarify because what I was hearing him say is that as a matter of practice, you might be actually having slots that you don't plan to fill and that you'd use it just as a contingency fund because you said something about because you might run out of money otherwise. And that it just seemed to me like it wasn't. It's the reason I wanted to clarify.
It's been an ongoing struggle for years on this 12 months and 6 months take the vacancies, and we've sort of been around this block a few times. But it's a fair question, Senator Dutton, and it's the right one to ask. Senator Machado.
To the department, have you done the analysis where you take your 07-08 budget as a baseline and then add to it caseload and population-driven increases necessary for 08-09 rather than looking at across the board increase and then coming back and taking a 10% across the board cut
for our operating budget or for our budget in total?
Your budget year in total. We got through last year, right?
Yes.
So if you accepted that as your base, you're going to have for next year's increases driven by caseload, increase driven by population.
Yeah.
So if you add those into it, holding all other things constant, what is the change from budget year, from current year budget to next year's budget, and before you start looking at trying to apply cross-the-board cuts?
The budget that the reductions are taken off of a caseload augmented budget. So we have accounted for some of those increases. But
can you show the committee, this is what we had in 07-08.
Mm-hmm.
This is what are the drivers for 08-09. This is what we end up as an 08-09 driven by those things that you have to take in consideration, like caseload, population, employee benefits, without looking at, pardon?
Would you include statutory COLAs as part of that baseline?
Well, you could identify those, because those are things then that are, you end up with policy decisions to say you're either not going to do the COLA, and you have an idea of where you have the impacts on the budget in terms of caseload and population to make policy changes.
Their budget is put together in such a way that you could see it with like that. We should be able to get you something like that.
Who should?
Somebody.
You're saying the finance should?
You asked the department, sir. But
that's fine. If you're volunteering the department and they think they can do that, they will take that.
I think we would need to work with the Department of Finance to do it, but we'd be happy to try to get you what you're asking for.
I think that gives, it helps us in evaluating some of the policy decisions versus taking a look at what's been looked at as a reduction off of a composite.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, yeah, the point of this, it's a little trickier in this department than in some others where you are primarily caseload driven. But I will tell you, and for finance and for all folks coming forward, I think what we're looking at too is growth in bureaucracy, if you will, but growth in the departments, because we know your workload budget, the way finance, what's hard for us, the struggle we're having is because the way finance did this with a workload budget and then taking a cut is it grows it and then subtracts it. And what Senator Machado's trying to get at, what we've been struggling with is, look, if the basic amount of money we have next year is the same amount of money we had this year, why can't we kind of look at this year's budget and say, yeah, we know we should be doing increases. We know we may need, you know, people may be being overworked in different ways because we got too much going on. You know, there may be costs, cost of living increases, if you will, in gasoline prices and in buying paper clips and whatever. But assume we could just say, hey, what is it? And then deal with caseload, we understand. We're trying to separate, I think, caseloads from COLAs. Mm-hmm. And from BCP sort of natural, we just want to grow changes. And we also have asked, where there is legislation that folks, we're planning and we budgeted as though it should be implemented in January of this year. If it hasn't already been implemented, since it's still January, that maybe we want to look at those things and reprioritize whether we think it's appropriate to defer implementation of those policies. And I think those policies are built into your budget, and that's what we're trying to extract so that we can sort of make priority choices rather than the targeting choice, if that helps anybody. Okay? So that's why you're getting all this. Okay, appreciate it. I don't suppose anybody wants to comment on the $70,000 that you want to. If you can find more, we'll take it. All right. Thank you all very much for your patience. We're almost done. Mr. Maxwell Jolly, our new director. Briefly, on your very small but appreciated contribution to the pool of money we are trying to find.
Yeah, Mark. Oh, there you go. Where's Mark? David Maxwell Jolly, Director of Department of Child Support Services. Happy to be here. I'm not going to dwell on anything in the hours late. I've got Mark Beckley, our Chief Financial Officer, who can talk about our current year reduction.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members. My name is Mark Beckley. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for the Department of Child Support Services. We are proposing a $200,000 general fund reduction in the current year to our operating expense and equipment budget, and a $935,000 general fund budget year reduction to our OE&E budget. We plan to implement this budget through a reduction in training, travel, and looking at ways to economize our purchases, such as purchasing more supplies in bulk and really trying to limit our expenses.
And is there a federal fund reduction that goes with that?
Yes, there's a federal match to child support costs.
That's too
it's
bad.
A 2-to-1 sharing ratio. So the total current year reduction would be $2.7 million.
Yeah, but it's not our money, so why do we care? I don't know. All right, that's problematic only because it's bringing in federal dollars. I mean, how much... I understand you're trying to do it in sort of operating, and certainly, any, frankly, anything we can do what you're talking about, we want that done everywhere. And if not having somebody from DGS have to do it for you would be something that's helpful, let us know. But I'm a little concerned about how it affects the administration of child support. I mean, that's a problem. The federal government stopped giving us money for that. I hate to turn back any federal dollars at this stage. That's a little tricky. So I don't know if there's something else we can use that for, or some way we can make sure it goes directly into county systems, or I don't know.
Our department is built on across the board, two-thirds federal funding, one-third state funding.
The whole thing,
in some cases, as you know, counties provide funding, as in the case of San Diego, and to a substantial extent. And when counties do that, we match that with federal money and draw down extra federal money. So wherever we can, we're trying to draw down as much federal money as we can. However, it's just one of the realities here that our department will lose $2 of federal money every time you cut out anything. It's unavoidable.
And you would use it to do what? I mean, because the efficiencies you're talking about are fine, but is there a way it would be reoriented? Let's just say, for example, that we did the current year, but we didn't do the budget year or something. Would there be what could you do with those funds that you will not do besides buy more expensive paperclips?
In the current year, I believe that the reductions we propose can be managed within the department, and I think the programmatic impacts will be minimal. I think it's probably it's very manageable. We'll be talking about our budget year reductions.
Yeah, your budget later.
Are substantial. Again, though, we think, given the priorities in the program, that's appropriate place to take the reductions, mm-hmm. because of we have a laser focus on the job of doing our
right. I'm just worried about the impact on that job. I get it that you're trying to take it from the one place that won't do that, but I'm also concerned that 2.7 million is a lot of money and may mean some reduction in ability to. I mean, you know, if you're not training people in the counties to use your system, or I don't know. I don't know what stage we're at, and I'm afraid to ask, and I want to leave all that to the subcommittee as much as possible, but.
Madam Chair, I mean, one thing that we do want to emphasize is that we're not reducing any training that we'd be providing to the counties, especially related to the implementation of the CSAS system.
Yeah, I mean, that's my.
So the training that we're talking about here is really internal departmental training, departmental travel. For instance, we have a lot of out-of-state trips. We like to send people to conferences to interact
to
with
other
states. So it's really the administrative efficiencies in the department that would decline.
Hate to give up those federal dollars. Okay. Or put them into something else is all I'm thinking. Is there something else within your world that would help us collect child support faster, better? You know, I could turn it into a better disregard in CalWORKs and maybe get myself out of some of those holes.
Well, we're getting into our budget year recommendations, and proposing to do that. So I think
raise the disregard. I mean, that's one of the CalWORKs interactions what you do helps me in CalWORKs sometimes. I can save money over there if I use your federal dollars to do.
We are, in fact, proposing to use the new federal participation in the disregard to raise it to $100 effective in January.
I didn't know you were proposing that, but I appreciate that. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Nice to see you.
It's good to see you.
And we will look forward to seeing all of you again next week. I don't know which ones, but when we do our final round of this in healthcare and disabled services. Thank you all very much for your patience today. Adjourned.